Welcome back, everybody. It's your time to ed up on the Ed Up Experience podcast, where we make education your business. We are still recording live here in Doha, Qatar. We are at the World Innovation Summit for Education. We are honored to be here. I said this to Stavros Yanouka, who came by. He's interviewed on this podcast before. I said, man, I cannot tell you how excited we are to be here. And I mean it every day, even when I'm half asleep or I'm half awake. I'm not sure which, because it's been one heck of a time change for me. But I will tell you, I repeatedly have amazing, and I mean amazing, people sit down at this table to record with me. And I have another amazing woman here to talk with. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. She's coming right now. She said she's running. She's running around. So she ran over here. Here she is, Dr. Amina Abdul-Majid. She's Director of Programs and Chief Curator at the World Innovation Summit for Education, which is where we are at the Qatar Foundation. How are you, Amina? What's going on?
Very well. I'm having fun.
You
and running, as you said.
Well, you said you were running. you have put together one heck of an amazing event in a time that has presented you with a number of challenges, COVID, attendance, so on and so on. Are you stressed? Are you relieved? How do you feel about the conference so far?
It's a combo of both. I think, you know, we had a lot of excitement to be one of very few events that are taking place in person after the pandemic. So, you know, we were really excited to put together content that is relevant and meaningful, and just creating this experience for participants to come together after COVID, have fun, learn and exchange information, but also in a safe environment. And also, you know, be available for those who can't join us in person, and, you know, having sessions available online. So I've been hearing great feedback so far. So thank you for the beautiful intro. Kind of, you know, it's a mix, because we still have the closing to go. So there's a bit of stress there, but I'm definitely more relieved.
when I tell you that we are honored to be here, I truly mean it, because it has been really a life-changing experience to be a part in this culture, in this a melting pot of different cultures and different people coming together that we would have never had an opportunity to do with what we do in the United States. I've been working in higher education for 20 years, and I'm like, okay, wow, the ideas that are being shared here are really what the future is. And so I feel very lucky. How did you pull this off? And when did you start planning? I mean, we're talking like it's a World Cup kind of planning, where you start 2 years ago and start planning it. I mean,
So, you know, it's the summit takes place every 2 years, right? So we started planning towards the end of 2020. And
Before COVID was a thing, right? we're going to have a great conference in person.
Yeah, but, you know, COVID had a surprise for us all. And but, you know, the summit has been definitely a year in the making. For sure, you know, brainstorming with the content team, all of the WISE team members on kind of, you know, what is important and what is trending, what impact we've been hearing of, what is, you know, what are the common challenges that the, you know, people are facing, and you know, what solutions can be presented? How can we inspire others to be, you know, to continue? And obviously it's not all us talking amongst ourselves. We do listen to our community members and, you know.
The young curators are amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, we have this year the pleasure of, we want to walk the talk, right? We say generation unmute, and we want learners and young people to be at the heart of it. So we thought, what better than bringing a group of young people who would help curate the program for us, tell us what matters for them and what voices they need to have on the table as we're discussing their future. So it's been a fun ride with them, and they are completely in charge of the youth studio.
Yep. So you're the director of programs and chief curator. Mm-hmm. What is that? What does this entail? Are you in charge of all of the content? Organizing the content, categorizing the content? Tell me.
So it's a lot of things, but more specifically, director of programs is, you know, I'm the person who's in charge of some of our legacy programs, like the WISE Prize for Education that Wendy Cup won this year.
We just interviewed her, actually.
WISE Awards, or Emerging Leaders, and, you know, different interesting programs and research. I do also oversee our learning ecosystems track, which is really fun because we work with so many, you know, champions for informal learning in Doha and outside, museums, libraries, and whatnot. But I'm also chief curator, means, you know, I put together the content team and we work together on producing content for our platforms, and the summit being our flagship, you know, event. So, which is really fun because I get to come across amazing people, interesting people. And, you know, also we do have, you know, well-known voices that we bring to WISE, but I always believe that our platform is also a place that gives a voice to new voices that need to be heard. And this year, I think more than ever, it's the young people and so many other, I think, new innovators and change makers who are joining us to tell us what's been keeping them busy, learnings they've had in the past 2 years with COVID, and how we can, you know, inspire others to move forward and work together to solve those issues.
100%.
Agreed.
Thank you.
100%. So you're going to go home tonight. So we have no events tomorrow. I know this because I'm getting on a plane to go 16 hours back to Los Angeles. How do you judge success? And how hard are you on yourself? And did you pull it off in the way you wanted? I mean, is this like a, you know, like a marriage almost, where everything has to go perfect, or it's a wedding, or if it's an event, it's a kid's, you know, event where you're like, oh God, they didn't bring the food right. Or, oh God, you know, this wasn't, the timing wasn't right. The guest, the plenary guest didn't come out on time, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting that you mentioned the word marriage, because this is exactly how I look at the
You have to be married to it.
I mean, it's a marriage between content and operations, right? I mean, everything needs to be smooth. We think of our audience, we think of our speakers and contributors, you know, from the moment that we engage with them till the event takes place and kicks off, till they leave us, to, you know, whether they're based here or they're based, you know, abroad 16 hours away or more. So I think for us, success is definitely measured by the, you know, the speakers, contributors, and delegates who attend the summit, if they feel that they had fun, because I really want to echo that. I mean, you know, we've heard that from our young speakers, and I feel as adults, we always forget to have fun. So, and I've...
Speak for yourself. I've been having tons of fun over here.
And so it's important that people... that people are enjoying their time. And so yeah, you know, feedback of, have they been learning something? Are they walking out of this being inspired? What are their takeaways? So, you know, feedback is very important for us. And yes, we are hard on ourselves. I feel we have raised the bar as a platform and as a get-together. We would like to continue to raise this bar and challenge ourselves.
That's a lot of pressure to put on yourself.
We continue to challenge, I feel, ourselves more than, you know, kind of being challenged by our competitors. And I don't say this because I'm, you know, out of ego or being part of the WISE team, but I just really proud of the effort that is put behind the scenes to pull this off during those challenging times, as you know. And COVID has not been easy and continues to bring surprises for us, you know, the new variant, and so on. So, you know, we have a lot of odds and, you know, unexpected surprises, and yet we're here. And it seems people are having a good time, and we have added to the knowledge, which is really important.
Definitely.
Yep. So.
And I appreciate the COVID testing, because, of course, all of these people want to go back to their home countries.
Yes.
You have to have a COVID testing, at least for the U.S., within 24 hours of departure. If you hadn't put in those safety measures, if you hadn't done that, we'd all be left going, what the heck are we doing? Take a moment and talk about your team.
Yeah.
How amazing is your team to pull this off? I mean, brag on them just a bit.
Oh, I don't mind. Thank you for the opportunity. It's, you know, it takes a team to pull this off. And I think, I mean, we still have a few hours to go, but I think we have proven that we can do this. I'm really proud of their efforts. Sleepless nights, long hours, a lot of stress and pressure from us, and from the community, I guess. But we're here. We've made it. It's not time to celebrate yet till 5 p.m. Doha time, but we will celebrate afterwards.
I know you will. it's just one last question, mm-hmm. and that is, I will tell you that I think in the U.S. for probably the majority of our audience, I didn't know what WISE was. I didn't know, how it happened is we interviewed Francisco Marmolejo.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, you guys should think about coming to the WISE, WISE conference. And I said, what's this WISE conference? And then I look it up and I go, whoa. And then I look up Education City and I go, yeah. Whoa. I don't know that we have properly brought this to the United States. That was our goal, Elvin and I. We said, we're going to interview as many people as we can. We're going to bring this message back to the States. Are you looking for content partners 2 years from now? Are you looking for
Absolutely.
New ideas? And
Absolutely.
how would someone who's interested in, you know what, I want to be a part of WISE. I don't know what I would do, but I would certainly love to be part of this global community.
Absolutely.
How do they find you? How do they reach out? How do they become part of this?
Well, thank you. That's an important question. You know, we've been in existence for 10 years and we continue to grow our community and we're proud of that. I think community is the essence of what we do here. They're part of, you know, our DNA. We can't, continue to exist and thrive and do what we do without them. I would encourage people to visit our website to learn more about, our words and works as the two different categories that we have on our website. Read about our programs and our research. As I mentioned, as probably you know, we are a think tank that was established in 2009, and we have a lot to offer. And sometimes, we do our best in trying to reach out. We have programs that we open for applications throughout the year, or nominations as well. But we try our best to reach out, we can't reach out to everyone. And so if people are interested, we do have our contact details on the website. We also have who's who on the website on who does what and WISE. And, people are always welcome to send us an email, share an idea. We are always welcome to receiving different ideas and we take it from there.
Well, I will tell you, I've been in higher education for about 20 years mm-hmm. and I've gone to, I don't know how many conferences for accreditors and for organizers and for... This is and has been the best conference experience of my life. And I mean that. And I'm saying that on air on my podcast because it's not even, yes, it's the content and it's the organization and it's all, but it's the conversation I'm having with a person from Iran and a person from Africa, from Sierra Leone.
The minister. Singer.
Yeah. And I'm going, where am I right now? These ideas are incredible. These are multicultural, global ideas.
Yes.
Incredible job. I have so much respect for you and what you've pulled off.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me and saying all those great things about us. We appreciate it.
All right. Final thoughts on the conference. What do you want to say? You can spill the beans on who the closing plenary is if you'd like.
Yes, of course. We have Malik Jindali, who is a famous composer, who is the founder of Pianos for Peace. He's going to be playing beautiful pieces for us today and talking about also kind of, the power of arts and culture and, how that factors in education. And we will have Nadia Nadim, a footballer and an assistant surgeon in the near future.
Wow.
And Kathleen Rogers, president of Earth Day. And we're going to have beautiful conversation.
If you keep giving me people, I'm going to keep hitting a button,
I'm keeping a few.
Yeah,
I'll keep a few for a surprise. And, we're going to be also showcasing a beautiful film at the end. So I hope you'll be joining us. You're going nowhere.
I'm not going anywhere. not till tomorrow, anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, her name is Dr. Amina Abdul-Majid. She's director of program and chief curator at the World Innovation Summit for Education, where I am lucky enough to be recording live. Amina, so much honor and respect. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Take care.